is Rosh Chodesh, and today is Zohar Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Lamed Amud Beis, two lines on the bottom. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. This is the sheet of Yehuda ben Seira. Shlosha Yenos Heim. There are three levels of Isser when it comes to wine, either owned or handled by the Goyim. Right? Number one is Yayin Nesach. That is Yayin that we know for sure was used as a libation for their Avodah Zarah. And that becomes Aser Bahana. It's the highest level of Isser. Not only can you not drink it, you may not get any benefit from it. You can't be a merchant. You can't get any benefit from it. Umitame Tuma Chamura. Must be Midirabanan. They say that it is Mitame, the same level of Tuma as a Tuma's mace. Right? Rashi says Mitame Tuma Chamura. Masa, if you carry it, the Ohel, if you make a tent over it, Kimes. Because it gives the krovus of Avodah Zarah lemeis. We saw it yesterday or 2 days ago, and Avodah Zarah is compared to zivchei mesim. So zivchei, just like a mesim of metal ba'ol, so to this is metal ba'ol. I'm not sure of this. I'm assuming it's the rabban. That's level one. Level two is stam yenam. It's just their regular. It's their regular wine that we don't know, right? We don't know whether or not they used it for Nesachim or not. In addition, the Ritva and the Meiri say that included in this is also our wine that they touched. It has the same din as Stam Yenam. That's in the Rambam as well. He says, so Stam Yenam is Aser, well, it's also Aser Bahana. It also has a level that's Aser Bahana. It's the same Iser as the Yayin Nesach. However, umetame tumas mashkin ravias. It doesn't have the same din as being tumas so chamor that tumas mace. It's metame tumas mashkin with the ravias. What does that mean? Rashi says umetame tumas mashkin, metame tumas ochlin umashkin. They can be metame other food items and other drinks ketoros mashkin tumas sheretz. Like that, like something that became tummy, like the level of it, sheretz, she'eino metama adam v'kelim, it's not powerful enough to be metame a person or utensils, ela ochlin umashkin, it could be metame other food items and other drinks if they touched it, v'shi'uron nekabel tuma v'revius halog k'chol tumas mashkin. It's like any other tumas mashkin that's metame with the shear that you need is a revius halog. Tosos doesn't necessarily like Shirashi's pshat for a variety of reasons. And Toso says, if I can find it quickly, you'll do it. If not, I'll just say that Toso has a different shot. All right, Toso is arguing with Maklokas. We showed him as to what that is. We'll go with Rashi then. Fine. That's level number two. Level number three. Bless you. Level number three is a mafkid yeno etzel ovid kuchavim. If I leave my jugs of wine to be watched by the ovid of Avodah Zarah, so aser b'shtia, so then it's aser midorabban, it's aser mishtia. You can't drink it. Umutar bahana, but you're allowed to get benefit from it because it's only a suffix whether or not the guy touched it or not. We have a suffix as to whether he would remove it or take it and use yours. And he has to give back what you had. So maybe he's suspect of switching his with yours. So
he might touch it. If you leave it by him.
Sorry.
If you leave it by him and he touches it, why does that become a stam yenam?
Well, we're not a suffix as to whether we do that or not. So based on that suffix, we say it's usur meat to drink, but it's still mutter bahana.
Are we talking about open bottles?
We're talking about bottles of wine. It doesn't say yet. I'll just give a warning. Don't put in your preconceived notions of what the halacha is and what we practice into the stages of the Gemara. Everything when it comes to halacha is a development, and it takes time, it takes a process. So you and everyone knows what we do, but you have to see how that develops. Okay. You can sell it. You can be a merchant. You can still sell it and make money off of it. Correct. That's Stam Yenam. That's their wine.
You said that our wine that they touched.
Right. So here, I'm leaving my wine. You knew for sure. You know for sure. That's the case where you know for sure that they touched it.
That's the bottle or
the wine. Like I said, I don't know. I don't know at this point in the Gemara. I don't know. So Amafkid Yeno Eitzoch Obe Kuchavim. If someone leaves his bottles of wine by the Akum, so it becomes Asr B'Shtia B'Mutter B'Hana. Right. So Gemara says, how can that be? What?
You can sell it to a Jew?
I don't know. That's a Jew's issue. That's the Jew's issue. Maybe that's a Lifnei Iver issue. I don't know. It's not.
That's what I'm asking. But I don't know what you mean.
You can sell to a non-Jew. What's the big deal? So sell to a non-Jew. I don't know. Number, so the Gemara asks, V'hatsanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Demai, that Hamakid Peiros of Eitzel Ovei Kachavim, if you leave your fruits by the Ovei Avodah Zarah, so then, when you get it back, Harehin Ki Peiroso Shel Ovei Kachavim, you have to be choshesh that these are the product of the Akum. We're concerned that the Akum switched yours for his. So we're concerned over there, right, the Shriyas, that maybe they're Peiros Shriyas, or the Meiser, you have to take Meiser off of them, because the Stam of Zara, the Chazak is, that he definitely switched his bad stuff for your good stuff. So if that's the case, so also buy the wine. The Shriyas should be the wine, that you left the wine into the Akum, which should be Choshesh, that he flipped yours, and therefore it should also be Asa Brahana, like Stam Yenam, because that's his wine. And Rashi says, the chashidi al chlufi, v'hachanami. So to hear dilma chalfi, maybe he switched it. V'haicharma to ovik chavimhu. And this one that you're getting back is not yours; it's his, and it should be asur b'hana. So Gemara says, no. Our case is different. Our case is kigon sheyichid lo keren zavis. You put that he rented a specific corner for himself. Rashi says sheyichid lo keren zavis, and therefore what umaser lo mafteach. And you have the key. You have the only one who has the key to the storage unit, right? Or you need some sort of seal on it, so you can tell if when you got back, you can tell that what was yours or what was not yours. So that's the difference. The Gemara says, "Ihachi." Well, if that's the case, that you're the only one with the key, or that there's a seal, a recognizable seal, b'shti namilishteri. Let it be mutter b'shti as well. Why are you limiting it only to be mutter b'hana? She says. And the Gemara is going to prove that you could drink it. The case of Rabbi Yochanan, Iklo Lifrod, he got to the city of Prod. Prod apparently was the city where Bar Karpara, who at this time had passed away, but that's where Bar Karpara was, the Morda Asra. Amar, and he says to the citizens of the city, Klum Yesh Mishnas Bar Karpara, I'm coming to the town of Bar Karpara, I want to hear something that Bar Karpara said. So Tani Lei, so they said to him, so Tani Lei, Rabbi Tanchum de Minprod. So Rabbi Tanchum, who says in the name of Bar Kapar, says, Hamaf Yedieno Eitzel Ovei Kachavim Mutter B'Shtia. If you can be Mutter B'Shtia, it is Mutter B'Shtia. So why does our list, why according to, right, we started off with the Tzita of Yehuda Ben Becerra, why does he say it's also B'Shtia in this case? He says, Kari Allah, and this is a little parenthetical, so Rabbi Yochanan then called on Bar Kapara, Makom Sheyipol Ha'et Shamiyu, the place where the tree falls, that's where he is. So Gemara says, Shamiyu, Bar Kapara is Nifta. What do you mean, Shamiyu? He says, no, Ela Shamiyu Peirosa. Where the great man was, you see the fruits of his labor. So you see here also, the person gave off the learning, a limud of Bar Kapara. So what do you have now? So we now have a problem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that if you mafka yeno wait till we cook off him, and the case has to be where you gave him the key, or you gave him a chosem, he says, it's Asur B'Shtia. And Bar Kapara then says, it's Mutter B'Shtia. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabbezeir l'kasha." There's no kasha because this is really machlokas tanaim, and each of them are taking a side of the machlokas tanaim. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer, the shita that you may drink it, that's mutter b'shtia, is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Vaha, and the words of Rabbi Yehuda Becerra that says it's asur b'shtia, it's only mutter b'ana, is Rabbanan. D'tanya, we have the following brisa. Brisa says as follows: D'tanya, echad alokeyach, the echad asoker bias. So let's say I'm renting, the Ovi Kachavim has a big chatzer, and I'm renting one of the houses in the chatzer, or I'm buying a house in the chatzer. Umiluhu yayin. And the lokeach, meaning me, I filled the house that I rented with my barrels of wine. So there's no room, you can't live there, there's nothing else going on there. And umiluhu yayin, umafteach ochosim b'yad Yisrael. And either there's the key, or I have the key, or they have to put a chosim, like a simon, I guess, on it, right? A seal on the barrels. Rabbi Lezer Matir. Rabbi Lezer, it's mutter to drink it. Because we're not going to be choshish that the Baal HaChatzer, who's the guy, is going to be mezayif, he's going to get another key, or he's going to give you mezayif to seal, and then fix the seal. Right? That's Rabbi Lezer, and that's what Bar Kapara said. But Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim Osrim, They don't allow you. It seems to be Rashi says, Chachamim Osrim, Lasos Kain. You can't even do that. So on the first level of Chachilu, you shouldn't even put your barrels there. But if you did, Rashi says, Shariyah Bahana, Gidamin La'el. It still becomes, it's still Mutter Bahana. But they say that's Asr B'Shtiyah. So you see that the Machlok, Shni Bar Kapara, and Rabbi Mesir, is Machlok, has been Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbanan in this Brisa. So Amar Rabbi Chiyah, Vareid Rabbi Chiyah Bar Nachmeni, Amar Chizda Amar Rav. That's one sheet of Amrile, and some say that it wasn't Rav Chizda said the name of Rav, rather it was Amar Rav Chizda Amar Ziri, Va'amala Amar Rav Chizda Amar Abba Chama, the Rav Chizda the name of Abba Bar Chama, Hachi Amar Ziri, that this is what Ziri said, Halacha Kereb Eliezer, that the Halacha Kereb Eliezer, that if you have this one seal, either you have the key, or one seal, because you could probably double seal, you have one seal, that's enough, and you're not choshish v'ziyuf, you're not choshish that he's going to switch the wines, and the wine becomes mutter b'shtia. So now the Gemara brings a different shita, but Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, no, hakol, the whole thing that we're going to be choshish, that a guy is going to, hakol mishtamer b'chosam echad, chutz min hayayin, she'ein mishtamer b'chosam echad. No, for the wine, one seal is not enough. You need a double seal. You need a chosim b'so chosim. Because you have to be choshish that they'll forge one seal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar filu yayin mishtamer b'chosim achad. Rabbi Yochanan says wine also is one seal. So this Rabbi Elazar is going to pass like the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yochanan is still passing like Rabbi Eliezer. But he says velo pligi. That's what we would think would be. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar are not arguing. Hak Rabbi Elazar, hak Rabban. Again, they're each saying one thing. Rabbi Yochanan says that the lach is like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore one seal is enough. Rabbi Elazar, which is because Rabbi Elazar holds like Chachamim, who says that the halacha is like the Chachamim, and therefore one seal would not be enough. Okay, Ika the Amri. So those who learned the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer, right, and Rabbi Yochanan differently. Amar Rabbi Elazar, right? Rabbi Elazar said a kol mishtamer b'chosim b'sochosim. That Rabbi Elazar requires a double seal. Chutz min hayayin she'ein mishtamer b'chosim b'sochosim. That he says wine you can't even have a double seal. It's not enough. The wine has to be watched only by a Jew. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yayin Mishtamer B'Chosam B'Sochosam. That Rabbi Yochanan says you can use a double seal, and therefore both of now are going according to the Chachamim that a single seal is not enough. V'Tarvayu K'Rabbanon Mar Min Rabbi Yochanan Savar Ki Pligi Rabbanon Leid Rabbi Lazar B'Chosam Echad B'Chosam B'Sochosam Sharu. That the Machlokes between Rabbanon Rabbi Lazar was only regarding one seal, but it came to a double seal, the Chachamim would agree. Umar Savar Filu Chosam B'Sochosam Asri. And Mar Rabbi Lazar holds that the Chachamim would argue and say that you can never. There's nothing that you can do that can prevent the guy from the chash of the guy switching the wine, and therefore a double seal, even a double seal, is not enough. So heichi dami chosim b'so chosim. So what's considered a double seal? What's considered a double seal? Wait a second. One second. Usually I know what I'm talking about. Usually. So hold on one second. Tosfos says the Amar of Rav Halacha K'Rav Elazar the Shematir Yain B'Chosim Achad. We didn't get to that yet. Okay, we'll get to this time. I didn't know what I was talking about. Heichi Dami Chosim Eso Chosim. So what's considered a double seal? Amar Rava says Agana Apuma De Chavisa. So you have some sort of like a Mizrak, he calls it. A Mizrak is like, isn't it like some sort of spoon? What does he call it?
Basin.
Right, basin, okay, right, that's overturned on top of the, puma de chavisa, that's put on top, and shrika v'chatima, and I guess and then you put like some sort of tit on it, and it seals it off, right, habichosem asochosem, so you have, I guess, the base, the thing overturned on it, that's sealed with the cement, I guess, the ilo, and if not, lo, then it's not going to be chosem asochosem, or you can have dikula, which is some sort of basket, right, Umahadik, and then you had the basket. You also again, this is a double seal, and the basket is then sealed on top of it. Habichosem sochosem lo mahadik. If it's not sealed, lo habichosem sochosem. Okay, and node, you can have node is like a leather bag that's filled with wine. It's all like this leather flask, right? So it's tied bidiskaya, right? Chasimas piv lamata habichosem tochosem. Seems like you have the wine in the leather bag that's turned upside down so that its opening faces downward into a barrel, and then it's closed on top. So that's a chosem is a chosem. But piv lamata, but if the mouth of the node is facing upwards, lo havi chosem so chosem. And a fourth possibility, just do a double seal, I don't know what the big deal is. Right? It says, ki kayef puma ligava ligav, if after you tie the flask, then somehow you press the opening inside. You push it, you make it like inverted. You push it in, v'tsayir v'chosim, and then you tie it, and then you tie it again. It's sort of like you push it inside, havi chosem so chosem. Those are examples of chosem so chosem. Okay. I don't think so. Does he say cork? I don't know.
He's working on the barrels.
Right, talking about
the barrels. It's not the actual bottle.
Sorry? Barrels. I thought you asked about a cork. I have no idea.
He's talking about the barrels, not the bottle.
Right, no, but here we're talking about, this is talking about a node. A node is a flask. So what you do is you have the opening, and then you push the opening down, and then tie it again.
And our example would be, we put the cork inside, and then something on top of the cork.
You seal the cork, yeah. And you seal the cork.
Only one of the things is...
So the question is, so if you have that, that's my question, if you have that, and you have the yayin, and you have the cork, and sometimes you see people, they take off the wrapping, and they don't like to keep the wrapping on. It's not a double seal. Well, you don't know if you need a double seal, but I guess it's not a double seal anymore. And you just have the cork.
That's right.
You just have the cork now. It's not a double seal. Do we need chosim, so chosim? I don't know.
Some answer, they have some of those, the corks, the seals that lock.
Yeah.
Like a combination lock on top of it. So some of them don't need the cork anymore. It's part of the one unit by itself. Pushes inside, you lock it.
And it has a combo on it?
Yeah.
So even after you've opened the wine, now you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
It's the normal one, normally you just have that.
What do you do if you ever made in the house and you don't finish the bottle?
I don't understand what that means.
I understand that also. Okay. You should finish the bottle. But for some reason, you don't finish the bottle.
I don't, that doesn't compute.
I've never seen a
what?
Bed.
Both.
Both. Honestly, I've never seen a leave a bottle.
I've never seen either.
Okay. Okay, Tosa said, right, we said before, right, the Amar Rav, that the halacha, right, and we say that the halacha was like Rabbi Lazar. Right, where did we say that? Like Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, that one chosem would work. Right, so the Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati Yayin B'chosem Echad. So Tosos, that's the longest Tosos. I want to try to do a Tosos, I can remember. Ulukamah, right, Tosos says, Ulukamah Perak Beis Namir Minon Ha'idna Kaim Olan Ki Rabbi Eliezer. We can see in the Daf Samach test, now that we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Delo Chayesh L'Ziyufa. He does not choshes for Ziyuf, so therefore one chosem would be enough. V'yesh lahakshos derava derav. Make a stira in Rav. The ha amar Rav l'kaman, because Rav says in the Af Lamites, chavis, which means, no, it's the Rashi tables. Chavis, right, b'chosem echad, it's enough to have one chosem, b'chosem echad asr, it wouldn't be, one chosem is not enough. Simon, it's chalav, basar, yayin, and tcheles, you need, right, Tosa said it. Tosa says it, not me. Right, so therefore it's a stira in Rav. Ba'od kasha de Rav Ashi Amar Leel Gabi Chometz V'Yayin Mevushal Ain't Sarich Chosim So Chosim. The only Yayin Mevushal doesn't need a double seal. Mashma Hayayin Gamar Sarich Chosim So Chosim. The regular one would need a double seal. V'Chein Rava the Shalki V'Tar the Kamam Asamo Chechi Dami Chosim So Chosim. We just did now. We had this whole Shalki V'Tar trying to figure out what Chosim So Chosim is. If the Gemara is passing Rabbi Nezer while they're spending time discussing what a Chosim So Chosim is. Mashma the Sviulei the Lo Sagi B'Chosim Achad. The kulam sugya d'shmaisim, mari b'chosim b'sochosim. The whole sugya seems that you need a chosim b'sochosim. How are you passing? Like Rabbi Lezer, who says you only need one chosim. Doesn't seem that way. So v'hayim etarit to Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam has a fascinating answer. He says, da'hu d'rav l'kamad mairi b'yisrael choshim. What Rav says later on that talks about you need a chosim b'sochosim, then you need a double seal that's talking about a yisrael who's choshim for Rabbi Lezer. That's worse. Right? The gara may obekel chavim. He's worse than the akum. B'pneishu batuach. Shiyaminu velo mirtas, because he's sure people are going to believe him, and he's not afraid that velo mirtas kokach. Problem is that you have to reinterpret a lot of Rabbi Natan has to reinterpret a lot of Gemaras to figure out to say that's a Yisrael, this is a guy. You have to reinterpret a whole bunch of Gemaras. So Tosos says differently to answer the question. I don't know why I didn't mark it off. Right, Tosos says the kashik tzas perish Natan the nevuah he lahami kol elu halachas b'yisrael chashu. Sarcastic. What, he's got prophecy to say that the entire, every sugya that has a question is going to be talking about Yisrael Chashid, the Anna Ba'ovi Kavim Kaimin, and our case study over here is talking about an Akum. Where do you see that? He has Nevuah to know the difference. So Tosu says, Lekach Nir Lefarish. If you go, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 4 or 5 lines before it gets wide. Lekach Nir Lefarish, the Hacha V'Hasam Ba'ovi Kavim Ayri. Both here and there, we're talking about an Akum, right? We're all talking about an Akum. V'yesh l'chalik ben sholeach l'chaveiro v'eino chosev ro'oe chosmo l'hakiro. The az sari chosem v'so chosem v'lo mirtas. The difference is whether or not when you send, let's say if I'm sending the barrels along with an Akum to my friend, do I also tell my friend what the seal is, what the simon is? Then you only need chosem v'so chosem, right? The lo mirtas is... if you don't, then you need a double seal. Then the guy is not going to be afraid. Then he thinks that the guy won't recognize the seal. But depends. So the scenario, I don't know why that is less nevuah than Rabbeinu Tam's nevuah. That one sugya is talking about where you told the recipient what the seal is, and one sugya is talking about where you didn't seal it, tell the recipient is. That's also not what it says. So I don't know why one is better than another, but the problem that you have is there's a steer, it seems to be a steerer in Rav. I'm not going to pass me the whole answer. Okay. Tana Ravanu. Barishona, originally, Hayu Omrim, the Chachamim would say, Yayin Shel Ein Kushi, the wine that comes from the city of Ein Kushi. Ein Kushi is a city where the Kushim used to live, right? Rashi says, Makom Kusim. So they would say that the wine that came from there would be usher. It doesn't say whether it's a chila or a shtia or not, but it would be usher, even though they themselves are not of the Bodhisattva. Vipnei Biras Srika, because of the sister city of Biras Srika, right? Ovdim Chachovim Rashi says, Hain Usmuchim Le'in Kush. They live right next door. And I guess we were afraid, that the Kusi let the guy touch that wine. Vishal Bar Kasa. And the wine that came from the Kusi city of Arkasa was Asar Ipnei Kfar Parshai. Was Asar because of the city of Kfar Parshai, where the Akum live, which is next there, was next door, and therefore you had to be Choshesh. Vishal Zigdor, Asar Ipnei Kfar Shalim. But that's originally. Chazulomar, then they said, no, Chavios Pesuchos, if the barrels are open, and if the barrels by the in the Kusi cities are open, those are Suros. But Stumos, but if they're closed, if they're sealed, then mutaros, then they're mutar. So what changed? So meikara my sover, lasof my sover. So meikara sover, originally they thought, ain kusi makbil al maga ovi kachavim. That the kusi was not makbil on whether or not an akum would touch his wine, and therefore loshna pasuchos, loshna stumos, everything was aser. Because we weren't concerned, maybe let him touch it and then sealed it, fine. But the basof sover, kilo kapit al pasuchos. He's not kapit on the pasuchos, but astumos makbil kapit. But on the things that are sealed, he was copied. Why? So I thought maybe, and maybe he has a note on the bottom, I thought maybe something that's open, he doesn't care, because something that's open, he's going to sell right away. So if the guy touches it, he can sell it to let's just say he knows he's a short-term market for that wine, and he'll sell it to the guy. The Stumos ones means he's trying to go sell them even to a Jew. He wants it, so he's going to try to sell it to someone outside the town, so they're Sussum, so that he wants to even have a larger market, even for a possibility for a Jew to buy, and therefore he was market copied. I don't know whether that's right or not, I didn't see Rashi, so I didn't know what might be the difference. So then the Gemara says, I don't know if he says anything, if Rabbi Skol says anything. Right, the Stumos Mutaros, and is it really true that we're by the barrels of wine of the Kusim, when they're sealed, we're not choshesh, that they touch the wine. Reminu, I'll ask you a steer from the following brisa. Hasholeach chavis shol yayin v'yad kusi. If I am sending my barrels of wine through a kusi, right? Rashi says v'kosher kein v'yad ovi kachavim, right? Or I'm sending tzir. Tzir is like the fish brine, or murius, which is I think. Food made out of the insides of the fish, and you typically would mix these things with wine, right? Right. So tzir shel murius b'yad ovi kachavim imakir chosamo usasamo mutar v'imlav aser. So what does that mean? Right. Makir if the recipient If the recipient sees the chosim and sees that it's sealed, it's mutter. But if not, it is usser. Mashma, that if it's not, it's usser, even though it was sent in the hands of a kusi. A sealed, right? It was sealed, sent in the hands of a kusi, right? Rashi says, the reason why it's usser is because the yayin by in the hands of the kusi, the chashash is that maybe the guy touched it. But the point being here, the Brisa says that you can't be matir wine by a kusi, even if it has a sealed, even if it's a sealed barrel, unless the recipient recognizes what the seal is. But our Brisa just said that, didn't say that, the Brisa we just quoted before, said that even if any sealed barrel coming from the kusi would be mutter. So you have a stira as to whether or not the sealed barrels of the kusi is mutter. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Zeir says no lokasha. Again, there's no stira between the brisos, because typically, I think it's to say that typically, min hastam, the kusi is not makbid to protect the wine barrels from a goy. Khan, that says that the mutaros is be'ir. It's talking about in the city. Rashi says, but in the city, kapit kusi. The sabar hashta naga over kachavim beini velo zvinimini. He's in the city and he wants to go into the marketplace, so he wants to have as big a market as possible, so therefore he's going to be makbid, this way he can even sell to the Jew. Khan, the Bryce says that you need the chosim, that's bederach. It's on the way. That's chutz le'ir, so maybe as he's on the way, he wouldn't be so makbid. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, how does anything get to the city? First, it has to travel on the way. So they didn't come via the road. So So what's the distinction between the Brysos? Bein agitos shaninu. Kevan the kuliame afchi mirtas. Amar hashti chazli masiluri. So the kusi is going to be makbid if everyone's in the press. Because apparently everyone used the same wine press together. So if he was in the wine press, so then since everybody's there, then everyone's going to see what's going on. And they see what's going on, he's going to be afraid that people aren't going to believe, trust him. So there he's going to be makbid. But not in the press, just on the way or in the cities, then he won't be makbid, and then you can't trust it. Then you would need to have to recognize the seal. Okay. Next, Itmar. Mipneima asu sheichar shel ovi chachavim. What was the reason why they said that the beer, right? Beer, I think, but beer is sheichar is beer. How do you translate beer? Fruit beer? Honey beer? What does he say?
Beer.
He just says beer, okay. Right. Is usher. Tosos says right away, what are you talking about? He says, Tosos, it's the first Tosos in the line, in the longer lines, so it's like a couple of lines down. He says, if neima asu sheikhar, isu sheikhar lo matzinu lo b'mishna, lo b'raiso. It's not mentioned anywhere in any of the Mishnayos or the Braisos. We have a whole list of things that are usher in the Mishnayos that we had one long Mishnah that we did, we're going to do more Mishnayos. Beer is never mentioned. Right, b'shem of the Amoraim aser. Tosus thinks maybe in the times of the Amoraim they became aser, but there was no tenet. What? Right. So Tosus is pointing out where did it come from? Where did it start? They say neima aser. It's like you put the apple before. Where's the iser? Tosus is asking, where's the iser? So he says maybe in the times of the Amoraim they made an iser. Maybe they made a gzera beer unto the wine. They have gzera issues. You see. So itmar if neima aser sheichar shalovi kochavim. Why is it aser? So Rabbi Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, he says, number one, Mishum Chasnus. Maybe it's because of Chasnus that you don't be regular in the bars and become and party with the Goyim, and then you maybe marry one of them. Right? Rashi says Mishem Achatnus Shelo Yargal Asos Mishdos Eitz Ovi Chavim V'Yiten Eina Bebito. So that's you can't go out necessarily drinking with your friends from work. Rav Nachman Amar Mishum Giloy. Rav Nachman says it's because of Giloy. It's left open. I guess the Goyim aren't Nizar and leaving the barrels unopened, and you have to be choshish, like we said from yesterday, that the snake went in and put the venom in, and then that you might die. So then, major nafkamina between the two. If you don't have a problem with giloy, like we said the other day, if there's no giloy, there's no snakes, right, then maybe there wouldn't be a problem with the beer. So the Gemara says, a giloy demai. What's the issue with the giloy? He says, ilema gilu din zayisa. What are you leaving open? If you're saying that you're leaving open the Nizayisa, Rashi says, the ocha secha begigis, it's filling the vats. Right? If you're saying leaving open the vats, ananami maglina, we also leave the vats open. I guess that's how you brew it. They left it open. Ela the chavisa, oh, maybe it's after the vats went into the barrels. Ananami galina, we also leave it open. So what's the issue? If you could be choshes for giloy, then our beer should also be aser. Right? Rashi says ananami galina. The kaimelon deshikra lo shasi chivaya mine. I guess we assume that they don't drink, the snakes don't drink the beer. So he says lo tzricha ba asra de matz lumayim. I guess it seems to be Rashi says b'makom sheregin lihashos hamayim bikli ad sheyut tzlulim umayim yesh b'mishum giloy. I guess it depended on how they made the beer. In certain places, they would make the beer by first, I guess, leaving the boiling the water and leaving that water open. So then, and then that water could then go into the beer, I guess. So it's talking about asu the matz lumaya. So elamayata. So if that's the case, that the issue is because of gilui, then yoshon tishteri. Then beer that's already sitting, that's already fermented, you should be able to drink. Rashi says yoshon mutter kol davar gilui shehish. Hishu also ad she nit yashen mutter the ein menicha arish shel nachas liyashen im hayi besochol. Apparently, the poison, the venom of the snake, would not allow the fermentation process to be completed. So, if it reached the end of the process, you should be mutter because that's a simon that there's no venom in there. The amar b'chinina yashon mutter because ein menicha liyashen, and therefore, and also hichmitz if wine became vinegar. It should also be mutter, because ein menicho lehachmitz, because the venom wouldn't allow the wine to become vinegar. But nevertheless, you see from here that it should be mutter. So why did the gzeira not distinguish, the differentiate between old and new? So gzeira yashon atu chadash. No, they made a gzeira the yashon atu the chadash. You're not allowed to drink any of the beer because you're afraid for the new beer. Because I guess the distinction is not so recognizable, which is, I guess, sort of a gzera l'gzera, no?
Yeah.
Gzera of not to drink it, no, because it's not. Because this is the sheet of giloy, and giloy is a sakana. The giloy is sakana, so you can make the gzera, of the old unto the new.
Is it the concept of old beer versus new beer?
I don't know, I'm not an expert in how they made the beer, but
well,
I guess there's...
I want to know there's a difference. So
apparently, yes. Apparently, yes. I don't know the how it worked, but he says, yeah. Okay. So now, Rav Papa, mafikin leila ababa de chanusa v'shasi. Talking about beer, Rav Papa would buy the beer, and then he would take the beer out and he to the entrance of the store, and that's where he would drink it. He wouldn't drink it in the store. So I guess here we're now talking about maybe the chashas chaslas. Rav Achi Maisle Levesi Vishasi. Rav Achai would bring the beer home and then he would drink it. He wouldn't even drink it at the opening of the store. Vitarvaya Mishum Chasnus. And both of them, the reasoning is because of Chasnus. They wanted to distance themselves. Bottom line is, Lach Lamaisa, they drank beer. That's very important. That's the Lach Lamaisa. That's what I get out of the story. Right. Right. Mishum Chasnus. Rav Achai Avin Harchaka Yisei Rasa, and Rav Achai, they're both doing it for Chasnus. Rav Achai was more mach premier, and he distanced himself even more. That's why he would go home, as opposed to Rav Papa, who was okay. If he left the store. Right. So Tosa says, "V'tarvayu mishum Chasnus." Right. And Rav Achai Avin Harchaka Yisei Rasa. So mikol makom, nevertheless, shneiim lo ayushosim b'veisa ovei kochavim. Both of them would not drink in the Akum's house. The imkain tzarich lizahir shelo lishdos sheichar b'veisa ovei kochavim. You have to be very careful not to drink beer in the house, in the ovei kochavim's house. I don't know if this applies to a store or establishment, maybe. Darav papa v'rav achash hayu basrai. Their halachas kibasrai. These guys are basrai. Lo hayushosim. They would drink. They wouldn't drink in the house. Umihu, never, however, hamit achsein b'deis ovei kochavim. Someone who is living in the house of the Akum, yochol yosha mutar l'shloach be'ir l'kno shechar min ha'ovei kochavim. The habik him over v'deis osho Yisrael. If I'm renting a house, maybe I can't buy from the guy there, but maybe I can send it from somebody else in the street to buy from the store down the block, bring it back to me, and I can drink it there. Because that's considered my house. Va'af im ha'ovei kochavim ach sanai shelo, no sein lo mishelo. And I guess even if the goy is his host, he can have from his and drink mishum eva, because of eva. De lo asu mishum chasnus el likvola shtia v'chanus Because chasmas would be something that's kavua, something that happens frequently, right? So that would be to drink in their store or to drink regularly. So they have these drinking parties in somebody's house. But maybe every now and then it might be mutter. Din shechar, when it comes to this beer, it's bein shechar shel tamarim, whether it's date beer, bein shel tvua, or barley beer. The ein isr shel tvua, and then he asked an interesting question. If it's barley beer, don't they cook the hops? So don't you have a problem with bishul akum? So he says, no. The ein la asr shel tvua mishun bishuli ovi kokovim, right? Kamo silka v'daisa. The alpha gav to lochazi lekoshu chai, because one of the heterim for to drink bishul akum, to eat something raw. That's why vegetables is no bishul akum, because you can eat it raw. So maybe here though you can't chew it raw. The sfirule ki itach lishna derav the amar, because he holds like Rav, who says another heter for bishul akum is kol sheina ola al shulcha melachim ein bo mishum bishul obikavim. Something that's not going to be put onto the king's table, you don't have an issue of bishul akum. Which, Bismarck said, might be a different issue because presidents do drink beer. So maybe now it is. Obama drank beer with, what's his name, Plumber Joe, whatever it was, at a blue moon. So maybe, maybe now it is Ola Shulcha Malachim. So you would have that heter when it came to the beer. Right? he says, well, Oji Eshtolim Tam Acher Lahatir Shechar. So even that is another reason to be back to the beer. The Embo Mishun Bishul Lachavim. The Kihechi Detful of Betel Lagabi Amayim. Says, well, what happens with you put the hops in the beer and you put the water in the beer, and what bracha are you making? You're making shakel. So just like the tefua became batul legabe inyan brachos, the tefua becomes batul legabe inyan bishul akum, and it's considered water. And if water, there's no problem with bishul akum. So Tosos has going on. Yeah, I think this is also part of the sheet of Tosos to say, well, what's going on? The Gemara is saying one thing, and we're doing something else. So I'm putting this on my list. I think it's number 6 on my list of Tosafim that address that sort of contradiction between what the halacha seems to say and what Lemaisa is going on. Okay. Maybe so it becomes batel to the.
Is that why?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. What the reason is, but Tosa says that it does become batel to the water, and because batel to the water, inyan bracha, become batel to the water, the inyan, the bishul akum as well. Okay. Rav Shmuel bar Bisna ikla lemargu'an. He went to Margu'an, and I guess it's a place. Rashi says Margu'an is Yisrael chashudim hayu. Right, these were the Jews that weren't so careful. They weren't careful about Tam Yenim, I guess. So Atzulei Chamer Lo Ishti, they brought him wine and he didn't want to drink it. Atzulei Shichra Lo Ishti, and he brought him beer and he didn't want to drink it either. So Bishul Chamer, I understand the Chamer, he didn't want to drink it. Mishum Shimtza, because the Chashash that of Yai Nesech Shichra Mishum Mai. So why wouldn't he drink the beer? This is Jews. Right, so there's no Indian of chasnas here, maybe. So he says mishum shimsa the shimsa, because it was a gzeira of the sheikhar atu the chamra, which that also becomes a bit of an issue because that is definitely gzeira, right? Because the gzeira of the stam yenom is atu the gzeira of yai nesach, and now you have the beer. So I don't know. So Amar Rav.
He's not be machmer himself.
You have to have a reason to be machmer. You can't just stam be machmer. You have to have a shita to be hold on. If gzeira, okay, I don't know. So Amar Rav. The beer that's made eksul by the beer is mutter. He argues. He says beer is mutter. The chia beri, but my son chia should not drink from it. So the Gemara then says manoshach ishari. If it's mutter, then the kulam ishari. Then everyone can be eksul mutter for everybody. The aser the kulam aser. That's aser everybody. What does that mean? It's mutter, but my son shouldn't drink it. So ella rav savar mishum giluya. Which means that Rav is holding that the iser is mishum giluy. It's not an issue of chaslus, it's issue of shim giloi, right? The ozo mirora dekshusa, the kalile zihira, udelake, and malki le tfei, vichiyabri hold the lucky lo mishtimine. Seems to be saying that his issue is giloi and he's worried about the poison. Now most healthy people, the poison that goes into the beer won't have an effect on them. My son is weak, and therefore even this low level of venom might have an impact on him, and therefore he shouldn't drink from it. Nothing to do because he's going to. It's a sakana for him. It's not a sakana for everybody. For anybody else.
Publicizing that.
What?
I want to have to know.
Because he wants, because he doesn't want, he doesn't want everyone to think that he's just being machmer on his son's stam. There's a reason that he's being machmer, because his son is weak and he's not going to be able to handle the venom that's in the beer. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol ha-shiratzim yeshlam eres. All the shiratzim, right, that the creepy crawly things, they all have poison. Shal nachash memis, shal shiratzim enomamis. But the venom of the snake is what's deadly, but not necessarily the venom of all the other shiratzim is deadly. So Amar Shmuel Chia Bar Rav Bar Arya, the son of the lion, great man. Tell me great something great words that your father said. So so Shmuel wants to hear something that Rav said. So he says, Hachi Amar Ravuch, this is what your father said. Hani Aromaizo Kaani. These, I don't know, these fat goyim, what is he trying to say? What? Okay, the havushasi giluya. They would drink water or drinks that were left uncovered. Velo mesu, and they wouldn't die. Idi the achli shkatzim umrumasim chavil gufayu. Since they used to eat the shkatzim umrumasim, they got their body got used to this level of venom, and therefore when they would drink it, then it wouldn't bother them. They raised their immunity. Okay, we'll stop here. I would have a good authority. Yeah.